Thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. I want to talk about this great phrase, French fry moments, that Google uses in their company. They use this to convey the concept of anticipating employees' needs. The phrase and the concept came about after an executive from Google saw a scene on this hilarious sitcom 30 Rock, one of my favorites, wherein one of the characters, Tracy Jordan, played by the comedian Tracy Morgan, the wacky guy, becomes outraged after an employee brings him a burger but doesn't include the fries he didn't order, prompting Tracy to shout, "Where are the French fries I didn't order? When will you learn to anticipate me?" I love the French fry moments idea for three reasons. First, it's a great example of being inspired by a random situation, the very essence of creative thinking. Secondly, it's an example of using a playful name to capture an important concept. Using fun, memorable catchphrases is a great way for any company to build a sense of history and strengthen their unique culture. And it's a great way to encapsulate a concept succinctly and help it spread throughout an organization. And thirdly, and most importantly, it captures a key principle when it comes to building a great business: anticipating the needs of customers, employees, and teammates. Isn't the essence of great service, after all, anticipating what someone needs even before they know they need it themselves? So what workplace concepts could your company embody in memorable catchphrases? And what are some key French fry moments in your organization that you could implement consistently, that you could recognize, and that you could celebrate? And now my fun at work tip. Well, summer has arrived as I'm doing this podcast, so just in time for your next office barbecue, beach party, or regular old staff meeting, another alter ego name generator I found, which you could make a few waves with and add a little bit of fun: your surfer dude or beach babe name. Just Google surfer dude alter ego and you will find this site, and you can come up with everyone's alter ego, fun, surfer dude, beach babe name, and use those names for your meeting, or use it for a whole day. You know, one lazy summer Friday, have everyone wear name tags using those names. And the quote of the week, I love this quote from Max Eastman. "It is the ability to take a joke, not make one, that proves you have a sense of humor." And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, I have posted on the old website, www.humoratwork.com, the wacky, offbeat, fun theme days this July. So cruise over to the website to have a look at some of the theme days you could celebrate. Some of my favorites include July 3rd, Compliment Your Mirror Day. The 6th is Take Your Webmaster to Lunch Day. The 7th is the always popular Chocolate Day. The 13th is Embrace Your Geekness. And it's a double whammy, Gruntled Workers Day. 14th is International Nude Day. Okay, so maybe something you don't want to do at the office. The 15th is Take Your Poet to Work Day. 16th, Get to Know Your Customers. 20th, International Cake Day. 22nd, Spoonerisms Day. 24th, Tell an Old Joke Day. The 25th is Dance Day. And the 31st is Talk in an Elevator Day. So for the whole list, cruise over to humoratwork.com. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.